Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
This is a True Crime in Real Time update from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast.
I'm Tony Bruschi. Today, we step inside the lives of a family caught in the crossfire of public scandal, where loyalty is tested, emotions run deep, and the world seems determined to tear them apart. Imagine the weight of the world suddenly shifting onto your shoulders. That's the reality for the children of Sean Diddy Combs. While their father faces the most serious of accusations, they've chosen to meet it head-on, not with silence, but with love and unflinching loyalty. In a world where rumors spread like wildfire and social media amplifies every whisper, what keeps a family together? Is it faith in the person they know behind closed doors? Or is it the need to hold on to whatever truth feels steady in the storm? On this episode, we explore the emotional fallout, the heartache, and the resilience of the Combs children who are standing firmly by their father, despite relentless media scrutiny. What motivates such unwavering support? And how do they manage to stay strong when everything around them is unraveling? This isn't just a story about allegations or legal battles. It's a story about family, identity, and the fine line between love and survival. Let's dive in. The lives of Sean Diddy Combs' children were forever changed on September 16, 2024, when federal agents arrested their father on charges of sex trafficking, racketeering, and transportation for prostitution. But what happened next wasn't just a legal battle, it became an emotional crucible for his 6 children. While the world focused on the scandal and the media ran wild with every new allegation, the Combs children chose a different path. They went public, not in defense of their father's career or legacy, but in defense of their family. On October 22, 2024, the 6 oldest Combs children, Quincy, Justin, Christian, Chance, Jesse, and Delilah, released a collective statement on Instagram. "The past month has devastated our family," they wrote. "Many have judged both him and us based on accusations, conspiracy theories, and false narratives that have spiraled into absurdity on social media. We stand united, supporting you every step of the way. We hold on to the truth, knowing it will prevail, and nothing will break the strength of our family. We miss you and love you, Dad." Their words reflect not only a public defense of their father, but also the emotional strain of having their family's private pain turned into a public spectacle. For Quincy Brown, the eldest at 33, this is not the first time he has had to play the role of protector for his siblings. Quincy, the son of Kim Porter and adopted by Combs at a young age, has long been a pillar in the family. "We've already been through one tragedy with the loss of our mother," he shared privately with close friends. "And now, we have to go through this." Those close to the Combs family describe the emotional fallout as overwhelming, especially for the younger children. Jesse and Delilah, the 17-year-old twins, are said to be struggling the most. They have grown up in the spotlight, attending red carpet events and public appearances with their father, but this level of attention, focused on allegations instead of their accomplishments, has been jarring. Sources close to the family have mentioned that the younger daughters have relied heavily on their older siblings for emotional support. Chance Combs, who just turned 18, has also stepped into a protective role, doing her best to shield her sisters from the noise of public opinion while managing her own feelings about the situation. In the weeks following the arrest, the older brothers, Quincy, Justin, and Christian, have made it a point to attend every legal proceeding they can, standing together as a show of strength. On October 9th, the brothers were seen arriving at the Manhattan Federal Courthouse with their grandmother, Janice Combs. Inside the courtroom, they sat quietly as the judge denied their father bail, setting his trial date for May 5th, 2025. They remained stoic, offering silent support to their father through glances and gestures, but it was clear that the weight of the moment was not lost on them. Outside the courtroom, the brothers refused to speak with reporters but posted a message to fans on social media later that day. "This is a difficult time, but we stand together as a family. No matter what happens, family comes first." Their public demeanor is calm, but those close to the family say that behind closed doors, the emotional toll has been heavy. The arrest and subsequent legal storm surrounding Combs have reopened old wounds for the family, particularly in how the media has once again dragged Kim Porter's name into the spotlight. In addition to the criminal charges, the children have had to deal with renewed speculation about their mother's sudden death in 2018 from lobar pneumonia. Shortly after the arrest, rumors began circulating that Porter had written a secret memoir before her passing, one that supposedly contained damaging revelations about Combs. The children wasted no time in shutting down those claims. In a separate Instagram post, Quincy, Christian, Jesse, and Delilah deny the existence of any such manuscript. "Our mom did not write a book," they wrote. "Anyone claiming otherwise is misrepresenting her and dishonoring her memory. We've seen too many false rumors about our family, and it needs to stop." For the Combs children, protecting their mother's legacy is just as important as defending their father. Losing Porter was one of the hardest moments of their lives, and having her memory tainted by rumors has only deepened their grief. At the center of this storm stands Janice Combs, Sean's mother, and the family matriarch. Known for her resilience, Janice has been a constant presence at her son's side throughout his career, and now she is playing a crucial role in keeping her grandchildren grounded. Sources describe Janice as the glue holding the family together during this crisis. "She's been through a lot in her life," one family friend shared, "and she's made sure that her grandchildren know the importance of sticking together no matter what." Janice's involvement has provided much-needed stability for the children, especially the younger ones who have struggled with the sudden shift in their lives. Balancing public perception with private pain. Being the children of a celebrity has always meant balancing the public with the private, but the stakes are now higher than ever. The siblings are walking a fine line, maintaining their father's public image while also coping with their own personal pain. They've posted pictures of happier family moments on social media, offering glimpses of unity amidst the chaos. But behind every post is the reality that they are fighting battles most people never have to face. Family friends say the children have leaned on each other more than ever, finding strength in their shared experiences. While they've expressed frustration with the media's portrayal of their family, they've also found moments of joy, celebrating birthdays, attending events, and spending time together in an effort to create new memories. The uncertain road ahead. As the trial date approaches, the Combs children know that the road ahead will not be easy. They remain hopeful that the legal process will reveal the truth, but they are also preparing for the possibility that their lives may never fully return to normal. Still, their public statements reflect a determination to stand by their father, no matter the outcome. "We miss you, Dad," they wrote in their Instagram post, "and nothing will break the strength of our family." Those words encapsulate the heart of the story, not just a legal battle, but a family's fight to stay whole in the face of unimaginable challenges. Behind the public statements of solidarity and love, the Combs children are navigating emotional terrain that extends far beyond the courtroom. Growing up as the children of Sean "Diddy" Combs meant living a life in the spotlight, attending industry events, walking red carpets, and appearing alongside their father at major milestones. But fame also meant that their family dynamics were often scrutinized, and now, as their father faces serious allegations, the pressure has intensified. Experts in family psychology note that when a family faces public scandal, members often cling to each other in ways that reflect more than loyalty. They reflect survival. Trauma bonding, a psychological response to emotional upheaval, is one way families cope. By standing united in defense of their father, the Combs children may be reinforcing a shared identity that helps them endure the crisis together. Psychologists also point to the influence of grief as a binding agent. The death of Kim Porter in 2018 left an emotional void in the Combs family, particularly for her children. In a family already familiar with loss, standing by their father becomes not just an act of support, but also a way to preserve what remains of their family unit. Janice Combs, Sean's mother, has long been a stabilizing force for her grandchildren. Family members say that Janice's philosophy is simple. No matter what happens, family comes first. Her presence in the courtroom and public statements reflect a matriarch determined to keep her family united. In situations like this, the involvement of a grandparent can provide emotional grounding. Janice's role has not only helped the children navigate the emotional fallout, but also reinforced their sense of identity as a family. Experts note that when children feel anchored by strong familial support, they are better equipped to handle external stressors like public scandal. For the Combs children, the line between their public and private lives has always been blurred, yet with the gravity of the allegations against their father, maintaining that balance has become increasingly difficult. They are not just defending a public figure, they are defending the man they know as their father. This dual identity complicates the way they interact with the world, forcing them to project strength even as they wrestle with private pain. As the family prepares for the challenges ahead, experts suggest that their unity may serve as both a coping mechanism and a source of strength. Publicly, they stand as a united front. Privately, they rely on each other to manage grief, uncertainty, and fear. Whether driven by love, loyalty, or the need to maintain control in the face of chaos, the Combs children are holding fast to what matters most, their family. At the heart of this story, beyond the courtroom battles, accusations, and swirling media narratives, lies a portrait of a family doing what families often do, holding on. For the children of Sean Diddy Combs, this ordeal is about far more than public image or legal defenses. It's about survival, about navigating a world that is eager to tear them apart with rumors and assumptions. There's no denying that the love these children have for their father runs deep. But love alone doesn't explain the resilience we've seen. It's something more complex, maybe even something forged in loss. The sudden death of Kim Porter left these children not only grieving their mother, but also redefining their family identity. In the absence of Porter's steadying presence, their father became their anchor, and now, with that anchor threatened, they have no choice but to stand together. Yet, loyalty under these circumstances raises questions. Is this unity a testament to the unshakable bond of family, or is it a reflection of the psychological toll that public shame and trauma can exact? In moments like these, trauma bonding becomes an invisible thread, tying family members together as they weather storm after storm. But even loyalty, unbreakable as it seems, can come at a cost. What makes the situation especially difficult is that the children are not just navigating personal grief, they're performing it on the world stage. The public expects them to be both vulnerable and invulnerable, to defend their father while managing their own identities. It's a balancing act that most of us can only imagine. Ultimately, the question isn't whether these children are right or wrong in standing by their father. It's what they need to do to survive. Public perception may shift from outrage to empathy over time, but for the Combs children, survival means keeping their family intact no matter what. As the trial date looms, we'll continue to see this family fight to stay united. Whether that unity will be enough to weather what's coming remains to be seen. But one thing is clear, the strength they find in each other, whether born from love, loss, or survival, may be the only thing they can truly count on. I'm Tony Bruschi. If you want to stay up to date on this case and others we cover, be sure to subscribe and follow along. Thanks for listening.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed. in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you've taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, how to best kill somebody with a knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.